Coastal Cleanup Day is coming up very soon. On the line with me is the coordinator for Sonoma County, Lindsay Pasela. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
So describe for us, what is Coastal Cleanup Day?
Well, Coastal Cleanup Day is a really fantastic event. It happens every year, and it's the 40th anniversary this year, actually. It's happening on September 21st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm in charge of coordinating it for Sonoma County, but it is happening all across California. So everyone's going to come down to the beaches, bring your cleanup supplies if you have them, like buckets and gloves, or you can use ours if you don't have any. And we go ahead and clean up the beaches. We fill out information forms of what kind of trash you've cleaned up. And those data cards are super important because they help influence state policies.
And when you say that it influences state policy, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, in 2019, there was a law that banned smoking in state parks and beaches. That was thanks to the collection of this ginormous amount of cigarette butts during the Coastal Cleanup Day.
So when you are organizing volunteers and they're coming out, are they keeping track of what they are collecting?
Yes. So each volunteer will get a data card, and when they go out and pick up trash, they go ahead and tally on that card what they're picking up. At the end of their pickup day, which is whenever they feel like coming back in, they don't have to stay until 12, they go ahead and give that data card to a site captain. Those site captains take all of their data, gather it together, and then at the end of the day, each site captain gathers all of their data and gives that to me. I collect all of that, and then I go ahead and submit that to the Coastal Commission.
Wow. Okay. So because you found so many cigarette butts, policy actually was able to change, and you were successful in getting smoking banned on these beaches, state beaches. So that's amazing. What other kinds of garbage are your volunteers finding along the coast?
Oh, they find all kinds of stuff. I mean, we have the regular stuff like bottles, bottle caps, microplastics, cigarette butts, of course, trash, plastic bags. Then we also get some really crazy stuff, too, occasionally. One time somebody found an anchor, or sometimes we find really random things like metal poles or pieces of boats that have come by and washed up on shore.
Wow. So how do you sign up to be a part of the Coastal Cleanup Day?
Well, it's pretty easy. Just go ahead and go to coastwalk.org/CCD, and you'll go ahead and find all the information you need to know about Coastal Cleanup Day on that website. You'll also find a sign-up form, which is pretty easy to fill out. I'd say it takes just a couple minutes, and then you'll be all set up, and you'll get a confirmation email afterwards.
Very cool. I like that you call the people who are volunteering citizen scientists. That's really fun.
Thank you. Yes, that was coined by one of our board members, C. Higgins, a couple years ago. I think it just really helped bring in a lot more volunteers because they realize that this is a learning event. You can really realize during this event how you can make a change in local government, for example, with that 2019 law.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So you also work for, you're the Director of Communications and Administration for Coastwalk California. Tell me about that organization.
Of course. Well, Coastwalk is a nonprofit, and then we are dedicated to cleaning up the beaches, of course, but also giving people information, trail information about the coast. And of course, we advocate for the trail as well.
All right. And how can we learn more about Coastwalk California?
You can go to coastwalk.org to find out more.
All right. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. It was great speaking with you as well.
Lindsay Pasela is the coordinator for Sonoma County's Coastal Cleanup Day. Again, it is happening on September 21st, 9 a.m. to noon. You can find out all the details at coastwalk.org/CCD.